networks before I
learned. Yeah. And it's not that old. This really all happened during COVID, so it's pretty fresh. And I was shocked because I don't really remember the headlines, and I would have thought, wow, I totally remember that.
I remember that one headline, the big story. The text coming through, oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with this documentary. It's insane. Good morning. It's so sad. Good morning. Wade is so stupid. You got to watch it to understand that.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone's just kind of clicking in on it.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know if I want my friends I love to watch it.
I do.
Okay.
Because then we can talk about it. Just because the failure on so many people, I mean, I can't even say failure, but so many people, I'm talking everybody, said there's something wrong with this woman. Everyone who encountered her, every scam she tried to pull, which she did pull successfully for a long time.
Her mother even said
her mother, her stepfather. I mean, everybody was like, there's something very wrong with her. Hospitals were flagging her. Just, hey, just be careful if you see this woman. And then it just, this one guy didn't see any of it.
Wow.
Taylor Parker makes Mackenzie Charlo look like a nun.
Oh, God.
That's interesting. Completely agree. Riveting, but I wish it never happened.
Well, of course.
It's just one of those stories.
Wow.
If I could go back in time and not watch it, I probably wouldn't watch it, but I would. Back to you.
I think this is one of those things, too, where Taylor Parker, or actually Mackenzie Shirella, she's the girl from The Crash that just came out, and she was really excited about her 15 minutes of fame. Mm-hmm. I bet she's just punching the air right now that there's a new documentary and a new crazy person on the scene.
There you go. Right. Thank God for another crazy. All right, moving on. We can talk about anything but that. Let's go back to that for just a moment.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
I did have a favorite character in it, though.
You did? Which one?
The hillbilly friend.
Yeah, the hillbilly friend.
That guy just didn't give a crap that there were cameras. He showed up in like full camo, maybe a stain.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, great. Where are you going, Nate? Where are you going?
Oh, God. Hillary tries to sneak out of the room and then everybody busts him.
I'm going to get the massager. My neck is killing me.
Hey, go get it. I'll do it to you. We have one of those guns.
The Theragun.
Theragun?
Mm-hmm. He woke up this morning. He can't turn his head.
You know what? He was like this before he worked out. Now he works out, he's always illin.
He's always in pain. Right.
Wasn't Scary's theory that he preserves his body and he's going to live longer because he doesn't use it as much as the rest of us?
Because he's not abusing it.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Like, for instance, hopefully I'll have good knees for life because I never used to run. So I'm always going to have good knees.
Here we go. Where do you want? You tell daddy. You tell daddy where you want.
Right, Scary's like pickled.
Yeah. He's like veal.
Is that too hard?
Harder.
Do you want it harder?
Yeah,
Big Daddy giving it to you harder.
Harder. A little lower.
Crack it up.
No.
That's all you get.
You need to go to get a massage today.
I didn't turn this thing on.
Me!
Oh, my God. Turn it off. Turn it off. It's out of control. Holy.
Turn that off.
Nate's wearing a see-through shirt. I just noticed this.
It's a little holy.
Your nipple.
Alex wore one of those the other day. You know, it's the what are they called?
It's like a knit shirt.
It's a knit, but Alex's nipple came out.
Yeah, I can see Nate's nipple.
It actually came out beyond the shirt.
Like it came through one of the holes.
Yeah. Through a hole? What? I don't have very pointy nipples. My nipples are pretty flat.
Well, give me that massager. We'll get that.
All right. What the hell are we doing?
If we were ever in an emergency, who would be the calm one?
Of all of us?
Yes. Because we've been in an emergency before. Mm-hmm. On 9/11, God forbid.
Oh, yeah.
No. I turned out to be the calm one in the entire group.
Yeah.
I was the organizer.
I think you're pretty calm.
You, though, Gandhi, are a little too calm sometimes.
I've been accused of this. I think, so recently it's been happening a lot where everyone's freaking out. I don't see the importance of freaking out. I think it's important to not freak out because unless you're getting kidnapped on the street and you need to be screaming, I don't see how screaming and flailing and, you know, pushing people out of the way helps the situation. So I try to remain calm, and someone just told me it was very annoying.
It's annoying that you're so calm?
Yes.
That they want more drama from you?
Well, they said, you're making me feel like I'm doing something wrong by freaking out. And in my head, I was like, well, you are.
You are. Stop freaking out.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah, Frog.
Elvis, you're very calm. When we were on that trip back from the Bahamas and the ocean was fairly rough, you were very calm at a time where most people would have been losing it. You were very like, all right, let's stay the course. Let's do what we're doing. And you were very calm at a time
We were in 9-foot waves.
Woo! Yeah.
Huge.
Mm.
I was eating a sandwich.
We saw the there was this one really big wave we were going to crash. I mean, it was taller than the entire boat. And I'm like, you see that one? And he's like, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. And Elvis was very, very calm.
Just head into the wave. Don't go sideways. Yes.
Did your bread get soggy from the wave?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do people accuse you of being a sociopath for that?
Yes.
Yes. I don't think it's a sociopath thing. I think it's better to not freak out.
Well, because sometimes it's like the person's not acknowledging, hey, there is an issue going on.
That's what I was
told. No, everything's fine. Everything's not fine.
You need that person, and that would be me, the freak out person.
Well, okay. Okay.
That's just me. Thank you.
We're on a, what, 52-foot boat coming back from the Bahamas to Florida. Mm-hmm. Okay. The waves were at 9 feet or more, which is huge for that size of craft.
Mm-hmm.
Froggy was at the helm. I was eating my sandwich. Now, I could either freak out, which would accomplish what?
Nothing.
And waste a sandwich.
Or I could eat my sandwich.
Right.
He did.
And I ate my sandwich.
That's right.
And we made it.
We got to customs in Florida, and there was a boat that was next to us, a much larger boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they met with us when we had to come through customs. They said, was that you in that? And we said, yeah, that was us in that boat. They looked at us and went, oh, my God, we were afraid you guys weren't going to make it. I went, oh, really?
Wow.
I was just like, I was eating a sandwich.
Yeah, how you feeling? I said, well, Mr. Duran feels great. I ate two sandwiches.
Was that the moment you decided I am going to sell this boat?
Yes, it actually was.
I'm all set here.
Yeah, I'm done.
Anyway, that was fun. But no, calming down during a crazy situation is going to accomplish more for you than if you freak the hell out.
Acknowledge there's an issue. Don't be like, everything's fine. No, everything's not fine. Acknowledge there's an issue and that we're going to handle it, but don't act as if it's not happening.
See, I know it's really bad if Sheldon panics because he's the calm one in the family. So if he's calm and everything's cool, I go, okay, we'll figure this out. It'll be cool. But if all of a sudden he goes, come over here, I go, what? This one needs to go to the hospital. I'm like, oh, yeah, we got a problem.
Good. You need one of those around.
That's what I know. When he starts panicking and what.
We're talking about the panicker. This one right here.
Oh, Scary will kill us all.
Scary. Scary shoved me into a wall panicking.
I get excited. I panic. I flail my arms because if I don't, I feel like I'm not doing my job.
But you don't do anything while you're doing that. You're just freaking out.
You're accomplishing nothing.
I like to run around and make sure things.
One day, we went off the air or something for whatever reason. We're always off the air because this equipment at iHeart is the god-awful worst. Anyway, so he panics and starts pushing people out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
He did shove Danielle, physically shoved her on the table. It accomplished nothing.
Nothing.
So you're actually doing your job if you remain calm, more so than if you're a nutcase.
Right, like if there's a spill in here, right? So let's say Danielle spills something. I get up and get a napkin. Yeah. Scary just screams, spill napkins! Napkins! He doesn't move!
I'm trained that if the water or the liquid seeps into the board, there can be electrical sparks.
So you should move and get a napkin.
And I know, but every second counts in radio.
Wait, so you should move and get a napkin.
There's that, but I can't have dead air either. That's
okay.
Jeff is he's great. Jeff, come in and fix
getting
it.
Getting a napkin versus...
Don't worry.
Not is a big difference. You can get a napkin while calm, not while like screeching like a little screecher.
The napkins might be closer to Scary, but he'll still yell and want somebody else to grab the napkin and bring it to him.
Well, okay, those. Okay, as you listen to this, are you a person who goes into action when you're under pressure, or do you become paralyzed? Mm. There are people whose minds cannot figure out next step fast enough, so they go into freeze mode.
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
And I think that in every couple, one is a panicker and one is the calm one.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen two panickers or two calm ones together.
Call Alex. Call the panicker. Oh, call the panicker. Go. He panics.
Yeah.
If I'm sick, it grosses him out and he panics.
Oh, yeah. I do that with the kids. If the kids, something's going on with the kids, I panic right away. I don't know
well,
what
it's
it
not
is.
Helping them.
It could be a no, and Sheldon will say, this is really not helping the situation.
I turn into the rainbow pinwheel, the Apple rainbow pinwheel, just sitting there.
I have no idea what that means.
When it's thinking and your computer is like frozen.
Doing nothing.
Yeah, okay. Doing nothing.
Okay, so Alex, his palms will sweat. Where is he? What number? Okay, push it. Hi, Alex, we're talking about you.
Hi.
And do you agree with this statement? In our relationship, under stress, you are more of the panicker.
Oh, definitely. Yes, I am.
Okay, for instance, one day I came downstairs after we all were getting up for breakfast, and I said, what's that? What are you doing?
No, I'm working the big machine at the zoo right now.
Oh, the big machine. Is that what you call it now?
Wow.
Yeah. Turn off the big machine. Because that thing could kill people. Have you heard about the big machine?
No.
You could push a button. It would take down like 10 houses.
Wow. Bolted?
Hold on. Turn that off. I came down for breakfast one morning, and I said, hey, by the way, I went to the bathroom this morning. I found a little blood in my urine.
Yes.
He fainted.
Oh.
I had blood in my urine, and he made it about him fainting. He's like, I can't talk about this. This isn't. No.
Oh, wow.
Remember that?
I know, because I get this stuff in my head and I can't control it. Then I start sweating and this and that. Then I start to worry. Are you okay? And
no, you were worried about you being okay, because I was anyway. We're talking about in relationships, one person is more of the panicker than the other.
Mm-hmm. And, yes. Well, that would be me.
At least you admit it.
Yeah. The anxiety takes over, and then your head just goes in so many different directions. And it's like, even though it probably won't happen this way, it's happened that way.
Oh, worst case scenario for sure.
Yeah. Hey, can we talk about this machine, or is it off limits?
No, we could talk about it.
Okay, what exactly is it? He ordered this machine.
Well, It's called the Wolverine, and it's a brush cutter. It hooks up to your toolcat, and it's this powerful 3 blades, and it cuts up to 6 inches of trees and stuff like that. So you could go right into the woods and clear a path.
You can clear the entire wood.
Oh, that's cool.
It's not cool. It's dangerous. I'm like, you're going to come home without a leg today.
This thing looks crazy.
What, the Wolverine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Is that a brush hog? My dad calls it a brush hog.
It is.
Yes, something similar. Yeah.
Well,
they got it
in the zoo yesterday, and they've already chopped down 3 houses next to the zoo.
Okay.
They're gone.
We're just trimming paths. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. Mm. I'm scared of that thing. It's a bit intense. Did you see the video?
I'm not. Oh, I didn't even think about a video.
Watch the video.
Do you have to be licensed to use this thing, or can I go get one?
No. You just rent them.
No.
Wait, hold on, Alex. Gandhi wants to go buy one.
Yeah. I'd have so much
fun. Come to the zoo. I'll let you drive it.
Yeah.
No,
you will not.
Yes, thank you, Alex.
We're not giving you have a carousel for the zoo visitors. Yeah. You're not putting them on the brush hog.
That'd be so much more fun.
By the way, I typed in Wolverine and Hugh Jackman is the only one.
Hugh Jackman comes to the zoo and chops the trees down. Okay. Look, just want to get this straight. I want you off that machine. I'm scared of it. And secondly, you are the panicker, but it's an anxiety thing. Danielle hit it on the head.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
I'm glad we determined this. And have a beautiful day. I love you.
Love you.
Goodbye. There you go. The panicker. Mm-hmm. How can a panicker drive that machine? You live in an apartment, Gandhi. What are you going
to
do with that?
All the more reason to play with one. Watch out now.
That thing will take your foot off if you're not careful, man.
I'll be careful. Crap.
It'll take everything off. Seriously. Go look it up. Look it up.
I could clear a path in my neighborhood.
You live in the city.
So? We need new paths.
The police are going to come and take you away. That's what's going to happen.
No, she'll run them over.
That's great.
And I'll be calm the whole time.
She will be. It will not faze her. We need to get into the 3 things we need to know. Coming up. You know what? We are about 40 minutes away from the president of Norwegian Cruise Line coming in here, Mark Kozlowskis. And we're going to give away cruises. He doesn't know this yet, but we're going to talk him into it. Actually, just do it. We'll just do it. It'll sound like it was his idea.
Right.
All right, 3 things. What's going on?
All right, Luigi Mangione, who we all know is the man accused of murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, is due in court today. He's expected to be in a New York courtroom for a hearing in his state trial. Mangione is charged in the murder of Brian Thompson that we know happened right outside our building here on a New York City sidewalk back in 2024. He is set to go on state trial September 8th, a federal trial still set for next year.
And Scary was convinced he was going to be shot.
Oh, God. Scary for days. It could have been any one of us. No, it couldn't have.
I walk right by that Scary. In the line of fire every single day, that same path.
Back to you.
Right. Mm. All right. America's emergency oil supply is falling to its lowest level since 1983. New Energy Department data shows that the Strategic Petroleum Reserve fell again as the U.S. loans oil to energy companies to help keep fuel prices from spiking even higher. The reserve is the country's backup oil tank for wars, hurricane response, or major supply shocks. So this is a big deal, and we need to replenish that. And finally, ordering fast food on delivery apps, not a great idea. Apparently, because of the fees, they can run almost as much as a casual restaurant meal. New data from restaurant pricing firm Revenue Management Solutions, says those apps can turn a $10 fast food combo into a $27 order. The firm says fast food prices on apps often run 15 to 30% higher than they do at the counter anyway, and that's before all the service fees, delivery charges, and the tip on top of that. The firm says the add-ons wipe out the savings that make fast food feel cheap in the first place. So a lot of people are saying if you're going to use these delivery apps, don't buy fast food from them. Mm. Go to the casual restaurants, and those are your three things.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Just got a citizen alert. Police Secret Service blocking street near our Avenue of the Americas right outside our building, possibly related to the vice president's visit.
Oh.
So don't go downstairs expecting to get anywhere because we've got, what do we call it? Block. Something block.
Gridlock?
Gridlock block.
There's another. If they're the,
lockdown?
They're from the White House. They give it a different name.
Oh.
It's blocked.
Okay.
Something. It's blocked. POTUS block.
Let's see.
It's vice president.
Just making things up.
It's V-POTUS block.
V-POTUS block.
All right, so if you're in our area, go away.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, lady.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been honoring America's heroes ever since. Donate $11 a month and amplify your impact with a car or land donation. Go to T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
I'm more than just an option.
Hey, hey, hey.
Refuse to be forgotten.
Hey, hey, hey.
I took a chance with my heart.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find give all my love. And nothing's gonna tear us apart. I'm more than just a number.
Hey, hey, hey.
I doubt you'll find another.
Hey, hey, hey.
So every single summer.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'll be the one that you remember. And I better find your loving. Find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your heart. Nothing's gonna tear us apart. It's more than just a mission.
Hey, hey, hey.
You hear but you don't listen.
Attention. Hey, hey, hey.
And get what you've been missing. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find it all. Being right takes too long. I'm done waiting, there's nothing left to do but give all I have to you. And I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find give all.
Hit music station and the number one preset on our free iHeartRadio app.
C100. bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me. You and all your expectations, I don't even want your congratulations. I recognize your false confidence and calculated promises all in your conversation. I hate people that feel entitled. Look at me crazy cause I ain't invite you. Oh, you important, you the moral to the story. Corrupt a man's heart with a gift. That's how you find out who you're dealing with. A small percentage you I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. Oh, my mama, that's the real shit.
Girl, let's talk about love.
Thank you. a booth, make me a headline booth. That's my ego boost. Schedule ain't been loose for a minute. Yeah, I'm that girl like Bennett. Made a Swedish girl, you say. No one treats me this way. Are all boys out here the same?
Who's with me?
Yeah!
Yeah! Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Oh, we're on. Hello? How long have we been on?
3 seconds.
Oh, my Lord.
Longer than that.
Yeah, longer what? Than that. You know what? Scary. You're the producer. You should never leave the helm of the ship.
There was food outside.
That's right. There's catering.
Come on, man.
Oh, God. I swear to God, 30 years doing this, it's getting worse.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening to us. We're about to go around the room. About to get some sound on with Garrett. Let's start with around the room. Who wants to start? Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay, Danielle.
All right, so I love the fact that we are right next door to the New York City Center, right? And yes, they are a sponsor. I do a lot of work with them. But they have something called Encores, which is they put on shows and they only have like 10 days to rehearse. And then they only do the show for 2 weeks. So sometimes they're on book, sometimes they're not on book. They just started La Cage aux Folles. And let me tell you something. It is amazing. Last night I got invited to the invitation dress rehearsal. Wayne Brady, Billy Porter, they are the stars of the show. The cast is incredible. The costumes are awesome. It's so much fun and it's so great and you're laughing and you're smiling and you're singing and you walk away with a fantastic feeling. You know, there's a lot of serious stuff that's, you know, dealt with in the show, but then, you know, they make, at the end, everything is fantastic and everything works out and it's a wonderful world and I loved it.
Did you tell Billy Porter we said hi?
I did not see him after the show because I ran out because we have
He's awesome.
Yeah, but he's so cool. And so is Wayne Brady. They were so good. Everybody in the show was so good.
Look at that. Danielle.
Yeah.
One of her three shows she's seeing this week.
Good
hey,
job.
Straight Nate, what's up with you?
What happens when you strain your neck and you pull your neck?
Like you come to work as the producer at Z100.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened this morning. I was getting into the shower. I was pulling the shower curtain, and all of a sudden, oh, God, what the? How can doing such a simple movement that I've done thousands of times before pull out a muscle and screw up your day? I mean, Scary yawned wrong one time. Mm. Froggy, what were you doing, brushing your teeth?
I was brushing my teeth, yeah.
How can that mess you up so
well,
bad?
Well, you're asking the wrong people. We need someone who's a professional to give us the answer. Yeah. Please text the answer to Nate now at 55100.
And how do I fix it? Thank you.
Yeah, how does he fix it? Scary, what's up with you?
So, I was cleaning out my closet, and I realized I have about 7 or 8 emergency flashlights. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, okay, if I ever needed these in an emergency, every friggin' one of them, the batteries are dead. So, if you have an emergency flashlight laying around, make sure to change the battery regularly because chances are you haven't seen it in 4 or 5 years. And when you're going to need it, it's not going to work. None of the 7 flashlights would have ever worked for me. But now I've replaced the batteries in all of them.
In an emergency situation, you'll be in a panic anyway, so we'll
Right.
But, you
know,
PSA for today.
Well, you know, it's not a bad one. You should charge those babies up.
Very good.
Get it going. Also, believe in them or not, charge up a radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Because when everything else fails, we'll be here.
That's right.
Yep. Hey, Gandhi, what's up with you?
All right. So, you know, my cousin got married over the weekend, and I had to have outfits for the wedding. So I ordered a bunch of them online from India, and they're expensive. I only planned on keeping one of them, but none of them arrived in time. So I was livid. I was emailing with the company back and forth. I said, they're not going to get here. Cancel the entire order. They canceled it, refunded my card. And then they all arrived.
Ooh. What does one do?
What to do? Because sending them back to India is going to cost me a lot of money.
Can I borrow one?
Yeah, you probably can. I mean, they're beautiful and all of them fit.
You need to keep them.
I want to keep them. But I was such a butthole to the people at the company because I was so mad at how late they were that I was like, give me back my money. Oh, my God, I don't want these.
What if you donate them then? That might make you feel better.
Let's not be crazy. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I might donate some. I might donate two of them and keep one of them, but
they're
beautiful.
Hold on to all of those. They will be needed, I promise you. It's better to not want than to want.
Is that the line? I do really want to keep them. They're all really pretty.
You know the line. You've heard it.
Yes.
Wear them to work.
And I got them for free. Oh, I will. Oh, my God.
Do that.
I'm wearing the gold one tomorrow. I love that.
Froggy, what's on your mind today?
I don't know if what I did yesterday was stupid or if it was old man-ish.
It was probably stupid.
I was trying to read something on a piece of paper, and I'm holding the paper in my hand. I start taking my fingers and tried to pinch and squeeze to make it bigger. I'm like, what am I doing?
You were trying to? Really? You thought it was your phone?
I was zooming in on paper. It did not work. So then I took my phone. So I took my phone and took a picture of it and zoomed in that way so I could read the print because the print was too dang small. But yes, I tried to zoom in on a piece of paper. Oh, that's how addicted we are to these stupid phones that we carry around in our hands every day.
Yeah.
I think it's an old man thing.
I think it's an old man too. Because then I had to use the phone to take a picture. You've done that? You haven't used your phone to take a picture of something to read it?
No.
Oh, yeah, I do. What are you talking about? I do it all the time. Even with glasses, I take a picture. Yeah.
There you go. That's an old woman thing. It was okay. Yep. Hey, let's get into sound with Garrett. Yes. Garrett, what's going on?
Let's start with World Cup. This is Messi's third goal yesterday for the hat trick and breaking some records.
Oh, God, this is incredible. Ooh.
Nico Gonzalez, Lionel Messi!
There you go.
Way better than Ronaldo.
What a game. That's
incredible. Crazy.
Oh, said you?
Yes, said me. All right. Have you guys heard about the robot toilet?
No. Tell me more.
So this is a toilet that comes to you as opposed to you going to it. Instead of the person going to the toilet comes to the person. As soon as you are finished, the robot initiates a built-in bidet system for automated washing, followed by a warm air drying cycle. From there, a heavy-duty odor control mechanism instantly engages, sealing the internal chamber airtight to trap and neutralize any smells. The robot drives itself back to the docking station. It then extends a disposal arm, completely flushing both the solid and liquid waste away.
Oh,
immediately after, it runs an intensive self-cleaning and sanitizing cycle on the bowl, leaving it pristine for the next trip.
That comes to me?
That comes to you. You want to guess the price?
I don't want that chasing me around.
You want to guess the price?
What is it?
$13,000.
What? Ooh.
There are regular toilets that don't travel to you that are more expensive.
There
than
are.
Yeah. All right. So yesterday, the Shrek 5 trailer came out. Shrek 5 comes out next year. But back in 1982, Eddie Murphy was in a movie called 48 Hours. And he went viral back then for singing Roxanne out of key. And it sounds like this.
I remember that.
Yeah. So in the new trailer for Shrek 5, he kind of pays tribute to that movie from 1982.
There was something in everything about you. Roxanne!
Donkey! There you go.
There you go. That movie comes out next year. All right. And then finally, some new music tease right here from Tyla. This is called Is It Love? And it has a Rihanna-esque vibe to it.
Is it love? Is it love? If you don't cry, cry, cry.
It does.
That's the tease that we got and comes out very, very, very soon.
And you're a good American, Garrett. Thank you so much.
Yes!
Danielle!
Yes!
Oh, Danielle, we are just moments away from the president of Norwegian to walk through that door. And you know what? We may have to give away some cruises. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know this yet.
Yeah.
But he doesn't need to know. Let's not surprise it. Let's not mess up the surprise.
All right.
Let's make it a surprise.
All right.
Surprise, we're giving away your cruise on your ship.
Okay.
All right, go. What do you
got? Tom Holland and Zendaya are married. Tom Holland basically confirmed it. That's all you need to know. Paddington is coming to Broadway spring of 2027. I know it was well received in the West End in London. And tickets, you can buy them now. But so many people are excited about the little guy on the way. So that's cool. Elvis, this one's for you and for Froggy's wife, Lisa. The Rocky Horror Picture Show is coming to the Sphere in Las Vegas in 2027.
That's going to be amazing.
Advanced technologies are being used to enhance the original 1975 film. Now, Some people are getting pissed off and saying, don't use AI. And someone said, if they use AI, I'm going to send them to the planet of transsexual Transylvania.
Oh, no, yes. Okay.
So we'll see what happens. Yesterday, we talked about it. Messi had a hat trick. My goodness, insane. I think he broke like 7 records in that game. There was a little, you know, little play there that some people thought he should have gotten a card for, but it didn't happen. But that's, you know, it is Messi, and he is amazing, right? What are we watching today? 4 games, including England, Go England, and $1 Million Nannies, Simpsons Extreme Makeover, and Never Change, and Maternal Instincts on Netflix, and that is my Danielle report.
You have 1.5 minutes left. I don't know why'd you go so fast?
Because I thought we were in a rush, so I was
Did you tell her at 30?
She did, but I thought you wanted to maybe talk about something else. So I want to give you a little time.
Oh. Well, can we correct something that we just said?
Yes, let's correct everything Danielle just said.
No, it wasn't.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Messi didn't break the record for most goals scored in the World Cup yet. He's tied. He's going to break it, but he hasn't done it yet.
Let's do it. I want to watch him do it.
Yeah, he will. He broke all kinds of other records yesterday. It was great.
Oh, my gosh. Like 7 records or something.
Yeah, he's the oldest and the youngest person to ever score for Argentina in the World Cup. How exciting.
You know, it's these stories that you guys are telling that make this World Cup so much more fun.
Yeah, and watching all the people in the city come together in different places wearing jerseys from their country and partying together and hugging each other and just enjoying each other's company, that to me is so special.
And England's going to win it today.
Let's go. Let's hope so.
What's up, Nate?
And how about that Mbappe? I just like saying Mbappe.
Mbappe.
He had 2 goals yesterday. He's
very
insane.
Mbappe's very special.
Mbappe. Exactly. Yep. And even though they're not in it, go Italy.
Yeah.
And
the goalie for Algeria has a broken face and was playing with a face mask holding his face together. I was like, oh my God, these people.
All the stories are for coming you. Out. Oh, and tomorrow we've got the Knicks parade here in New York City, and Garrett will be live in the middle of it.
Woo!
As they prepare all morning. He says he may even be on a float.
Oh, good, Garrett. Nice.
The float people don't know that yet.
He's going to sneak
anyway,
on.
Anyway, the president of Norwegian is coming up next, and I bet you want a cruise.
Go! I listen to it every morning, actually all day long on iHeartRadio. Listen to
me now. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
I'll be your baby. Yes, I'll be whatever that you tell me when you're ready. Yes, I'll be your girl, forever your lady. You ain't never gotta worry, I'm down for you, baby. Best believe that when you need that, I'll provide that. You will always have it. I'll be on deck, keep it in check. When you need that, I'ma let you have it. Cleaning. Plus I keep the real sweet for your eating. Yes, you be the boss and yes, I be respecting whatever that you tell me, cause it's game you be spitting. Best believe that when you need that, I'll provide that, you will always have it. I'll be on deck, keep it in check. When you need that, I'ma let you have it. Your came the truth. My screams is the proof. Some other dudes get the deuce. So I speed in the coupe, leaving this interview. It ain't nothing new. I've been with you. None of them people ain't taking you. Just tell them to make a you, huh? That's how it be. I come first like debut, huh?
So baby, when you need that, give me the word. I'm no good. I'll be bad for my baby.
So make sure that he's getting his share. Make sure that his baby take care. Make sure I'm a keep them, please, rub them down, be a lady and a freak. Beats in my drum like dum diddy day. I like the dirty rhythm you play. I wanna hear you calling my
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Comfort, oh. Pretty lights, staring at the city and wondering, gon' pay now. 1-800-242-0100.
I mean, overall, it was like a hot, white trash, fun night.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
We've always said the best education is traveling the world. Mm-hmm. You learn about different cultures, different people, more just by being with them or eating their food or traveling to them. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so cool about cruising on Norwegian. It's that you think of hopping on a plane, you go to a destination. Norwegian is a part of the destination. It's the destination that takes you all around the world. At the same time, you're living and sleeping on the destination.
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
Yeah. Yes.
And you know what? If you don't have a passport, go get one. Have it ready to go because the world is waiting for you. Travel is something that has been intriguing to our next guest for many years. He's been in the travel business because obviously you fell in love with travel, Mark. Did you not?
I did. Yes, I did.
I'll give you Mark. And I'm going to say your name. Mm-hmm. Tell me if I'm wrong. Keselowskis?
Hey, well done.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right on. Thank you.
What background
Thank
is
that? Thank you. Lithuanian.
Oh,
Lithuanian.
That's what we were going to guess.
Are you in the World Cup? Are you in the World Cup?
No. So you did something that my father-in-law can't do, and that's pronounce it the first time.
Really? Well, now he's an old pro at it. Yeah. So Mark, of course, is the president of Norwegian Cruise Line. Of course, as you know, we are a part of their family. They've been a part of our family for a while. And Mark reminded me, we are currently their longest running partner.
Yes. Yeah, wow. You are. It's been a fantastic partnership, and everybody is so impressed with how you explain cruising, how you've discovered cruising, how you've discovered our private island, Great Stirrup Cay, and all the things you guys do. So we so appreciate it and value and are honored to have this long-term partnership with you guys.
Let's talk about all the above. May we start, though? Let's roll back the hands of time. Mm-hmm. Why were you intrigued in travel at such an early age? Because I know a lot of people listening love the thought of traveling to here and there and everywhere, don't know how to do it, don't know how to get there, maybe afraid to go to some corners of the earth. Talk about how you got into it.
Yeah, always adventurous. I think in high school I wanted to be a pilot, so that obviously helped in trying to see the world, and I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and it was pretty cool because you had destinations you can get to nonstop from New York all over the world, and was just intrigued. And my first trip was to London, then I went to St. Thomas, and then from there to Paris, and then just started expanding my horizons.
And at some point did you realize, Mark, that oh my God, this is an addiction almost.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Especially when this was the mid to late 80s. And at the end of the day, there weren't a lot of Americans traveling to a lot of these places. And you went, you got the culture, you got the food, you got to see sites that you learned about in school, which were pretty cool. You know, we were talking about Egypt, and, you know, visiting Egypt just blows your mind because you learn about it, but it's actually better in person.
Yeah, Egypt and other points of interest are just places we saw, well, before the internet, just saw in magazines and
things. That's right.
Like National Geographic. Whoa. But Mark, we're also talking about people like me who were not cruisers.
Yeah.
And when we first started our partnership with Norwegian, they said, you know what? We're going to make you a cruiser. Watch what happens. Through a little effort of Norwegians, I became a lover of cruising. And then we, of course, were the godparents of Bliss, went on to watch the other ceremonies of other ships being godparented, if there's such a thing. And we're still with you. And we've got many, many, many oceans to travel with each other ahead of us. But no one sells Norwegian and the magic of Norwegian better than you. Like, you maybe want to hop on a ship outside just eating bagels a second ago.
Oh my God, exactly. It's such a fantastic experience. It is the best mode of travel. It is the best travel opportunity. It's the best travel you could do in the world because, one, as you found out, you get on a ship, you unpack once, you have everything at your disposal, this magnificent floating resort. It takes you to these phenomenal destinations. It allows you to not spend time in just one place, but see multiple destinations. And the ship brings, I know, at least with Norwegian Cruise Line, we bring amazing food, we bring amazing service, we've got these magnificent ships, as you've seen on the Bliss. And it's funny because my wife and I, the first NCL ship, the first Norwegian Cruise Line ship that we did, was the Norwegian Bliss in Alaska.
Oh my God,
it was our first one.
That was my favorite cruise ever, the Alaskan cruise. It was
Us
so
too.
Beautiful.
Oh, we may have slept in the same bed.
I think we might. Well, there was a little plaque that said Elvis slept here. So
oh my God.
I know, I'm pretty sure.
They put that in every room. I slept around. I have someone I want you to meet. Mark, hold on one second. This is Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Elvis.
Kim, by the way, had never been on a cruise before, and she was the big winner here on our show. She and her family won the family cruise.
Hey, Kim, congrats.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. I've never been on a cruise, so this is going to be a first for us. So I have no idea what to expect.
Oh, my God, Kim, you're going to love it. You're going to love it, love it, love it. You're going to discover a whole new way to travel, and you're never going to go back.
We gave her two staterooms. Yeah. She's got two rooms. Yeah. She's going to pile a bunch of kids in one.
Oh, nice.
And then hang out in the other one without the kids.
Yes. And Norwegian Cruise Line is built for multi-generation, so for families traveling. I mean, it's such a great experience. How old are your kids, Kim?
Well, we have a son. He just turned one. His name is Carter. So this is obviously his first cruise, my entire family's first cruise. I really just wanted to say thank you to Elvis and to everyone at Norwegian, Mark, because when you called my name, I was totally shocked. My husband, being a Marine Corps veteran, and me as a second grade teacher, vacations really aren't something we get to take often. So this was just such an incredible gift for our family, and we're really grateful to, you know, take this opportunity of our first cruise together and make these memories.
Oh, Kim, that's fantastic. And thank you to your husband for being part of the military. We appreciate him. And you guys are going to love it. Even we're going to get your one-year-old hooked on cruising. He's going to ask you to come back. I'm sure of that.
I can't believe it. Like, as a teacher, usually I'm the one doing all the planning for everyone else. So it's really cool to have something like this happen and, you know, kind of just step back and I can't wait to experience Norwegian and
you're gonna love it.
See what it's like.
And you will be going to Great Stirrup Cay, by the way.
Yes, I've been looking up all the details about this cruise.
We got to talk about
this nonstop.
That's awesome.
So make sure you promise us now you will contact us when you get home and you talk all about everything you experienced. Okay.
Oh my gosh, absolutely! I'll take tons of pictures and videos, But any tips for first-time cruisers traveling?
Yeah, leave the one-year-old at home.
Oh, my God.
Am I the one? I mean, seriously. No,
for sure.
Bring him. The whole family will be excited to have the baby there.
Yes.
And there's plenty of family members to watch the baby. You could pass the baby.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's a good thing, y'all. With the open bar and the grandparents around, I think it's still going to be a really great time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love that. And that's the thing, is leave him with his grandparents, and you go off and enjoy Vibe, which is 18 and over, and enjoy yourself on the ship or the Vibe Shore Club on Great Stirrup Cay, and spend some time with your husband alone. I think that'd be great.
There you go.
Yes, we're so excited. I really just thank you so much.
And you can make another baby while you're there.
Oh, hey, no, stop.
Hey, you know what? Perfect timing, actually.
Look at that.
All right, well, okay. I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Yes.
Hey, Kim, thank you so much, and have a beautiful day. Thanks for listening to us.
Thank you so much, Elvis. I'll never stop listening.
Thank you so much.
Aww. You know, we locked her in.
We got another one. Any thoughts for Mark?
No, okay, so when you just said it's great for generational traveling, mm-hmm. it is the only way that I want to travel with my parents because it's a safe spot for them to be. Everything that they need is there. We all dine differently. I like the specialty dining. My dad, obsessed with the buffet. So it works out perfectly, but also I don't feel any stress about having to entertain them and take care of them. It's just very easy, and I love it. So that's how we family vacation now.
I love that. It's exactly what it's funny. If you had said to me, I'm going on Norwegian, what do you think? I would have said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It's the nice thing is that you could have a meal together one night. You could separate.
Yeah.
You want French. You know, they yeah. want to go buffet. You could do that. That's the beauty of cruising. And then you get back together after and go see a show. Like we have on Luna, on Norwegian Luna, we've got this Elton John, a celebration of Elton John, Elton John show. It's fantastic. Fantastic.
Even the excursions. They have excursions for people like my parents who want to be in a vehicle and see things, and then they have the more intense ones that I want to do. I can go hike. It's perfect.
That's right.
Yeah. Here you go. Yeah, Danielle.
Well, teppanyaki is my favorite place to eat, and I wish there was teppanyaki on land so that I could go there all the time. But I like to go to a restaurant like teppanyaki, and then we'll go over to the buffet for dessert because the options from the dessert is I don't even know where to start. So a little bit of everything. But I want to know about, because I've been to Great Stirrup Cay before, mm-hmm. and it was amazing, but you guys have been building onto it.
Yeah.
Let's get into that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, Danielle.
So one is Great Stirrup Cay, and thanks for that, because one is, it's the Caribbean island you dream about. right? When you think, I want to go to Caribbean Island, and you get there like, oh my God, this is exactly what I expected. White sandy beaches, turquoise water, plenty of space, palm trees, beautiful weather, an incredible lagoon pool, everything you want right there at the island. Not only have we added an incredible lagoon pool and a welcome center and all these things to make it easier, but now we're building and finalizing and finishing, which will come in September, our Great Tides Water Park. And that will be the best, coolest water park in the Caribbean. We're talking 19 slides, cliff jump, dynamic river, you name it, we've got it. A splash pad for kids with a giant bucket that soaks them, and the kids love it.
And the adults love it.
I was going to say,
the adults love it. Yeah.
Is there an age limit?
Yeah, can I get away from that big bucket thing that hits the kids?
I love that bucket.
I know there's a conch shack waiting for me.
There's a conch shack.
What's amazing, and look, in real world, none of us can do this, but Norwegian did. They have their own island, and it's Great Stirrup Cay. Yeah. It's theirs. It's no one else's. So you don't have a lot of other ships coming in from other whatever. It's just you. And there's room to spread out. So if you are there with families, there's room for them to do their thing. There's room for you to do your thing. It's not a little tiny island.
And that's, Elvis, that's a great point.
I made a great point for you, Mark.
Outstanding. I appreciate it. One is, it's that we created the private island. We were the first to buy, of any cruise line, to acquire a private island. Two is the size and scope allows you to have space. And that's the beauty of the island, is that you could do as much as you want or as little as you want. And if you want to find a little chair under a coconut tree and sit there and relax and just watch the turquoise water, you could do that.
I'm in.
There was like a little shopping area too, which I love. Mm-hmm. And then also, if you want to go and do a little excursion, like we did a jet ski from there and everything. It was cool.
Jet ski, swimming with pigs?
Yeah, I did that too. Swim with the pigs.
Oh,
that
you swam with pigs?
I did. I don't just swim with pigs here.
I would love to. Is there like a pig harpooning thing?
Get out of here! No. What's wrong with you?
The baby
pig was so cute. Those little baby
pigs. Oh my gosh. Those are good eating.
No, you're insane. You are insane.
Swimming with the pigs in the Caribbean.
But they do the backstroke too. It's pretty cool because they swim.
They're crazy. They are fun to play with. Hey, also there's these beautiful villas there. I mean, there are places there for privacy for during the day during your visit to Great Stirrup Cay, and you got to experience it. So look, you know, if you're like me and you're like cruises, oh, I don't know, go do it. And you'll be hooked. You know what? There's a million different ways to travel the world, and cruising is definitely at the top. And the-